Okay, guys, I just want to warn you in advance, if I start crying, it's because I'm just so excited. it happens. Okay, so my name is Hannah Dale Robertson, and it took me 19 years to realize my true identity, but my real story begins when I was just 5 years old. Growing up, my family, we said that we were Christians, but we didn't live like Christians. We didn't go to church but on Easter and Christmas with my grandma. I later learned that frequent churchgoers call people like me Christers, people that go to church on Christmas and Easter. But when I was 5 years old, my grandma told me about Jesus, and I accepted Christ into my life. But being 5 years old, you still followed your parents' lead. My parents were such loving people, but God and Jesus were taboo topics growing up. We didn't talk about our faith at all, and we certainly didn't live it out. It wasn't until I was 16 years old when I started to see that who Hannah Robertson really is isn't who her parents were raising her to be. It was around that time that I started to question my identity. Instead of looking for an identity, I tried to create it for myself, which didn't work out too well. My dad was frustrated at work and decided that drinking was the solution. And at this point, I was a boy-crazy high school student who started looking for love from boyfriends because I didn't think I was getting enough love from my dad. I shaped my identity around being the girlfriend. I idolatrized boys and quickly became wrapped up in sexual sin. I also tried to find my identity in being the perfect daughter, thinking that getting the good grades would solve all the problems that my dad had created. This continued all throughout high school, but luckily I had some wonderful friends who took me to church with them. And as I learned more about Jesus, I learned more and more in my heart that what I was doing was wrong, but I didn't want to give up my identity of being the girlfriend or the perfect daughter. Then came college, where I was immediately involved in crew, and I realized there that I had a decision to make. Do I continue down this comfortable road of academic perfectionism or in serial dating, or do I choose Jesus? When making that decision, I pictured my little heart. I stuffed it full of boys and grades and pride and image. And fall retreat is where I realized that I was trying to stuff all these things in my heart that is only shaped for Jesus. I decided there that I would finally start living a life for the man who lived so perfectly so I don't have to, who died on a cross, not only for my sin, but the sins of the world, and who made it possible for every person on earth to have a relationship with God. My true identity lies in Jesus, and since then, God has restored my relationship with my dad, and he's helped me no longer find myself worth in grades, but more importantly, he's created a pure and clean creation in his sight. So now it's my prayer that God will use my story that he's been writing for 21 years to reveal the power and glory that he has to deliver people from their past. Thanks, guys.